Chef Daniel Klein and videographer Mira Fine crisscross the planet, discovering how and what people are eating all over the globe. They documented on their award-winning site, theperennialplate.com. And they show up here to talk about their adventures. Mira, Daniel, good to have you back.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
So you've been in Argentina. What were you looking for? What did you find?
So we found ourselves in the jungle. And this time we are in northern Argentina with a man named Alex Pryor, who founded Guayaki, which is a yerba mate company.
For those who aren't familiar, yerba mate is a tea that is very popular in Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay. And it's a bitter tea that you drink out of a gourd. And it's you can put sugar in it, but you pour in hot water and sip it out of a what's called a bombilla, which is a metal straw with a sieve at the end.
It's bitter?
I think if you're not used to drinking it, I think it comes across initially as bitter. It's a little vegetal, but it's got a it's appealing in its bitterness.
Right, I see.
I didn't find it actually very bitter. Daniel was surprised that I liked it at all, because before we drank it, he was like, you're not going to like this. Because he said that usually it takes a while to get acclimated to it, but I thought it was pretty good. They said that usually women like to put sugar in it. They don't like to drink it straight.
It's interesting.
It's originally grown on the jungle floor. That's where it was discovered. Uh-huh. But since industrialization happens to everything, it's now grown, you know, in deforestation and huge plots in the sun. But he's trying to bring it back to the original form, which is below the jungle floor. So he's planted all of these different original varieties in the jungle floor.
So here you are. You're walking through the jungle. What happened?
We got there at night. And we went to this hut that was in the middle of the jungle that Alex had built. It had no sides on it. It was completely open. And we were sitting around this wood stove and listening to all the crazy frogs and animal sounds in the distance. Because when you're in the jungle, like, there's nothing. I mean, it's just, there's nothing. But at the same time, you're surrounded by all these bugs. It's almost like a heartbeat of squeaks and croaks and all this stuff. And so we're sitting around and passing around this gourd, because drinking mate is very much it's a big traditional thing, and it's also a very cultural thing. It's about community, and it's about, like, sharing. So you sit around, and the main person is called I don't speak Spanish, cebador or chebador, and they fill it three quarters of the way with these dried chopped leaves.
Right.
And then they put this straw in, the bombilla, which is a silver metal straw. And at the bottom, it's almost like squished into like a duck bill.
Oh.
And it has holes in it so that only the beverage
liquid
can come in. Yep.
It's like a built-in strainer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he pours in the water, takes a little drink, and then passes it to the next person, who takes a sip. And there's all these rules around this ritual where you're supposed to look at the person when you give it to them. There's supposed to be an intention with giving it to them. You're supposed to have the straw face towards the person who you're giving it to, because they're not supposed to move the straw at all, because you could get it in an incorrect position and it could get the all the chunks of
right.
And you can't say thank you. If you say thank you, it means you don't want any more mate.
Which was really hard as Minnesotans, because I kept on saying thank you, which means it shouldn't be passed to you again.
So there are all the traditional techniques that were used before it became part of everyday culture in Argentina. And so Alex wanted to share with us all these different methods that were used prior to just the way that it's used in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes a receptacle, a bowl or a pot. He used a pot in this case. And he takes some coals out of the fire, puts it in the pot, then takes the mate leaves and sprinkles it over the coal so it starts to smoke and burns a little bit. Then right away he takes raw sugar and sprinkles that over the coals as well. And so it starts to caramelize. So you get this smoky caramel smell in the air. He kind of stirs it around for a minute and then takes warm water and pours it directly over the coals. So you've got this, you're essentially like creating this mate caramel drink.
Oh my.
So you drink it and it's smoky and it's sweet, and he said it tastes like the campo. That's like when people think back to how mate used to be when it was toasted over a fire. That's the flavor.
And the campo means country or the countryside.
Campo means countryside or farm.
Are Alex's mates, or is his mate singular, available here in the United States?
Yeah, it's called Guayaki, and they sell it at local co-ops and Probably Whole Foods, all over the place.
It actually, his company started in the U.S. when he went to college in the U.S. And he would bring his mate gourd to his classroom with his little, hot water.
Right.
They have it. Everyone, Argentinians have it all over the place. Like, you're sitting on a train and someone will have a thermos with their hot water and like a little pouch of the yerba, which is the actual mate, the tea, and then their little gourd everywhere you go. And if you sit next to them, they'll offer it to you, or you can ask for it. Or Alex was telling us how he was sitting in a courtyard in Mexico and was putting his mate together. He was making it, and he saw this man staring at him. And a few minutes later, the man was sitting next to him and said, "Can I have some?"
He knew.
Yeah, and then he does share, because that's what it's about. It's about this, like, sharing. He said it, like, elevates the conversation, because it makes it more about, you can talk for an hour over this mate.
What you find in the jungles of Argentina. Mira, Daniel, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Daniel Klein and Mira Fine are the creators of the award-winning PerennialPlate.com. Now, for more of their travels, head to the website, splendidtable.org.